Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History and a few more Tudor history books too. Where am I taking you today? On this day in Tudor history, the 28th of September 1553, the new Queen, 37-year-old Queen Mary I, daughter of King Henry VIII and his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, travelled in a decorated barge to the Tower of London to prepare for her coronation. Mary had been proclaimed Queen on the 19th of July 1553 after she'd successfully taken the throne from Queen Jane, or Lady Jane Grey, as she's more commonly called, who'd been proclaimed Queen after the death of King Edward VI, Mary's half-brother. Mary's coronation was scheduled for the 1st of October 1553 at Westminster Abbey, and it was traditional for monarchs to go to the Tower of London before their coronations and stay at the royal palace there, dub Knights of the Bath, and then process from the Tower of London to Westminster in readiness for the coronation ceremony. On her journey to the Tower on the 28th of September, Mary was accompanied by her half-sister, 19-year-old Elizabeth, the future Elizabeth I. And as they pulled up to Tower Wharf, they were greeted by music and cannons firing. Here is an account from diarist and merchant tailor Henry Machin, who lived in London at the time. The 28th day of September, the Queen's Grace removed from St. James and so to Whitehall, and there her grace took her barge unto the tower, and there all the crafts and the mayor and the aldermen in barges with streamers and minstrels as trumpets, waits, shames and regals, and with a great shooting of guns till her grace came into the tower. And another account from the Chronicle of Queen Jane and of 2 years of Queen Mary, although it dates her journey to the 27th of September. Note that the 27th of September, the Queen's Majesty came to the Tower by water toward her coronation, and with her the Lady Elizabeth, her sister, with divers other ladies of name and the whole council. The Lord Paget bore the sword before her that day. Before her arrival was shot of a peal of guns. The following day, the 29th of September, Michaelmas, Mary created 15 Knights of the Bath. These knights included Thomas Howard, Earl of Surrey, the future 4th Duke of Norfolk, William Courtney, Earl of Devon, William Dormer, and also Robert Rochester, Mary's former controller of the household and now the Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster. Now, as the ceremony of the Knights of the Bath included the monarch dubbing the knights when they were naked in their baths, Henry Fitzalan, 19th Earl of Arundel, had to stand in for Mary, because it was, rather unseemly for this Virgin Queen Mary I to be dubbing naked men. So he stood in for her and acted as the monarch doing that bit. So on this day in Tudor history in 1553, Mary's triumph, Mary going down the River Thames in a barge with her half-sister Elizabeth to prepare for her coronation. She'd got there, she was Queen of England, and now was the time for triumph and victory. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.